God has a word for you. I have some good news for you. God has something to say to you. Is that not good news? God himself speaks to you. Now, what a privilege. God speaks to me? Yes, he does. And what he says, of course, is of the utmost importance. Will you listen to him? This is what he says to you through Isaiah the prophet. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Isaiah 45, verse 22. God is speaking to you in these words. To you, I say. What is he saying to you? What is he speaking about? What does God want to speak to you about? God is speaking to you about salvation. Look to me and be saved, he says. Salvation. This is what he's speaking about, and he's speaking about it to you. He is speaking about your salvation. Huh? What does that mean? God is speaking to you about salvation from sin. Salvation for you. Salvation from your sin. What do you mean, you ask? I will tell you. We are all sinners. I am. You are. We all are. And what is sin? At root, sin is heart rebellion against God. As sinners, we defy him. We will not submit to him. We are determined to go our own way. And this sin shows itself in the way we think, the way we talk, and the way we act. In other words, the sin in our heart, our sinful heart, shows itself in our sins. And God is angry with us because of our sin and for our sins. Therefore, because we are sinners, and because God is angry with us, we need a Savior. We need to be saved from our sin. We all do. I do. You do. You need a Savior. Otherwise, you will be damned forever. Think how merciful God must be. We have offended him by our sin, and he is angry with us. He will damn us if we are not saved from our sins. Yet through the prophet, he speaks to us about salvation and a Savior. He could have left us to perish in our sins, but he didn't. He sent the prophet to tell us that we can be saved, that we need not perish. In particular, he sent the prophet to tell you that you need not perish, but that you can be saved. How kind God must be to do that. To whom is God speaking? He is speaking to you. He's speaking to you now. How do I know that? Because he sent the prophet to speak to all you ends of the earth. What does that mean? It means that God sent the prophet to let everybody know that God will save them if they look to him. This means that it doesn't matter who you are, where you were born, where you live, what you have done, what you have not done. God wants you to know that you need to be saved from your sin, and that you can be saved from your sin. God told the prophet to call out to everybody and tell everybody this good news. And that includes you. Yes, you. God wants you to hear this command and invitation. You need to be saved. You can be saved. You must be saved. God is willing to save you. He desires to save you. He sent the prophet to tell you so. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. And that means you. How can you be saved? The prophet could not have made it more plain. He could not have made it more simple. Speaking in the name of God, he cries out, "Look," he says, "look to me." What does it mean to look to God? It means cry out to him. It means trust him. It means turn from your sin and call upon him to save you. The Lord Jesus Christ made this as clear as noonday. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16, he said. There it is. That is what Christ said. Whoever believes in, that is, whoever trusts, relies on the Lord Jesus Christ, will be saved. Look to me and be saved. That is what Isaiah said in the name of God, or as the Lord Jesus Christ said elsewhere, come to me, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. To look to God to be saved, therefore, is to call upon God to save us from our sins. You must look to Christ. You must trust the Lord Jesus. You must rest in his precious blood shed on the cross if you are to be saved. Sadly, many sinners look anywhere and everywhere but to Jesus Christ. They look to themselves. They think they can do something to save themselves. They can't. They think that God will save them if they are good, kind, respectable, or religious, if they say their prayers and carry out religious rituals. He won't. They must look to Christ, and Christ alone. Many look to a priest or the church or religion to save them. They can't. No earthly priest or imam can save a sinner. Why not? Because every priest and every imam is himself a sinner and needs to be saved. So it's no good going to them. Christ alone can save. You must look to him alone. You must trust Christ. Do not trust your good works. Do not rest in your feelings. Do not look to Mother Church or religion to save you. Do not trust rituals and washings and pilgrimages and saying of beads or chanting of the Quran to save you. None of that can save you. Look to Christ alone. He alone can save you. But he can save you, and he will save you if you look to him. This is the only way. So important is this point. Notice how God stresses it. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. God knows how prone we are to look to our good works and our rituals, how prone we are to look to priests and religious gurus, so much so the prophet in the name of God tells us that God, who issued this command to look, wants us to know that unless we look to God in Christ, we shall never be saved. There is no other God. There is no other Savior. Only God in Christ can save us. Christ alone is the Savior. For I am God, and there is no other. Listen to Peter the Apostle making the same point. Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:10-12. It could not be made more plain. You need to be saved from your sin. You can be saved from your sin, but you can be saved from your sin only by looking to Jesus Christ to save you. There is no other way. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said so. I am the way, he said, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. How loving God must be towards you. Isaiah 45 tells us that God is unique, that he is sovereign, that he is all-powerful, that he alone is God, that he is the one true and living God. But the prophet tells us more. He tells us that God loves sinners and desires their salvation. On the authority of God's word, therefore, I tell you, whoever you are, that God loves you enough to invite and command you to look to him and be saved. In other words, that he desires you to look to him and be delivered from your sin. Does this not prove that God is a God of mercy love and kindness? Of course it does. More, does it not prove that he is a God of mercy, love, and kindness to you? To you, I repeat. When should you look? God commands you to look to him and be saved, but note the urgency of the command. Look, says God. In other words, look now. Indeed, whenever we read of this command or invitation in the Bible, it is always the same. The command is always a command to look now, to look today. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, Psalm 95. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6. Do not put this tract aside or this audio aside and think that you might look to God to save you, but that you will do it later. Do it now. Look now. God's promise to you. Note the glorious promise in the prophet's words. Remember, he is speaking in the name of God, the only God, the unique, all-powerful, sovereign, loving God. And what does he say to you in the name of God? He promises you that if you look to God, if you cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, you will be saved. No if, or but, or maybe. Look to me and be saved. Look now and be saved now. So, my friend, do not refuse this free invitation, which in the name of God I am giving you today. Do not refuse God's command to you. Look and be saved. If you refuse and you die still refusing this command and invitation, make no mistake, you will perish. Proverbs 1, John 3. And your condemnation will be all the worse for having refused such a free invitation. Therefore, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. Hebrews 12. It is God who speaks to you. He invites and commands you to trust his Son for salvation. And he promises that if you do trust him, he will wash you from all your sins, now, this very instant. And he promises that you will be saved and be saved forever. This is what God meant when he sent the prophet to preach these words so long ago. And this is what he means by sending me now to tell you of these things. He wants you to know how you can be saved. And he commands you to look to him and be saved at this very moment. Listen once again to God himself making this offer of mercy in Christ. Listen to his command. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Above all, look to Christ, and look now. Will you not look and be saved? Will you not look now?